This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
CNN may be the biggest loser of the debates. They hosted the lowest rated Democrat primary so far this election season. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I don't really care about the ratings. I don't care what the debate did and all that. What I want to talk to you about at this very moment is the underpinnings of what that means. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. I hope that you feel we deliver the most relevant information about things. Because, look, if somebody wants to tell CNN's ratings were low in the debate, are you shocked? Are you shocked? Because I wouldn't be shocked. If somebody came up to me and said, Kevin, CNN has the lowest ratings of all the debates this year, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me, man, but thank you for letting me know. But what I want to talk to you about is the underlying meaning of that. Donald Trump started labeling CNN and other media fake news. Remember when Fox was like, we want to get the Democrat debate. Why won't y'all let us have the Democrat debate? And I'm like, why would you care? Run something else. Run Trump's debates from 2016. I bet you do better than CNN. That's what, if I were the guy running Fox, I would have said, you know what, they wouldn't let us have the debate. So we're either going to do a mock debate or we're going to run 2016 debates. Or maybe we'll have Trump's responses based on the questions, but we'll do something creative so you can get a debate and you can actually see the debate. But no, Fox didn't do that. Anyway, you hear CNN did the debate they've had now. This is, the third, fourth debate? What is it? I don't know. Do you guys know just off the top of your head? I don't need you to look it up. Just what is it? Like third debate. Worst one. So what should be getting better? Let me ask you. I honestly don't know the answer to this question. I'm going to be willing to bet you that Donald Trump's first debate was really big. I bet they grew. At least they held their own. And by the end of it, people were wanting to see Donald Trump debate. I know I was watching them. I haven't watched a Democratic debate yet. And this is my job. Shh, don't tell anybody. I don't want my audience to know that I'm not watching those Democrats. I'm only getting the snippets. I'm getting what other people say. And then I get to watch the video because I wouldn't sit through hours of that nonsense. I mean, I could forego it, but I don't even recommend you do it. That could make you insane in the brain. But I watched Donald Trump's debates, the Republican debates. He was entertaining. It was fun to see what was going to happen. There's nobody over there that entertains. There's nobody over there that has the reality show appeal to bring me in. But it's worse than that. Donald Trump called CNN fake news. And CNN delivered fake news. You want to know what CNN didn't do? They didn't talk about the China situation. You've heard about what's brewing there, right? And what about sell out LeBron James and sell out Steve Kerr? All these NBAers who say injustice for one person is injustice for everybody. And then when they go to China, they say, oh, you know what? Well, we ain't supposed to be political. This is a terrible thing to be political. Oh, it's a terrible thing to be political unless you want to be political against somebody that you think everybody hates. But I thought we were supposed to be going after the Chinese, right? Suddenly we kissy-kissy. We're spooning. I wish I knew how to say spoon in Chinese. I didn't learn that word when I lived over there for a bit. But I'll tell you this, LeBron James is the little spoon, and China is the big spoon, and they have shut that clown down. I'm not going to talk about this anymore. You know, but we need to leave politics to the politicians. You're exactly right, LeBron. You? How about Colin Kaepernick? How about he leave politics to the politicians? And Stephen Curry? How about they leave it to the politicians? See, this is the problem. Anyway, CNN's ratings. Lowest of the debates. Let me explain this to you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It shows you the Democrats had their top, they had their chance. They had the largest audience they're going to have. And you know what they did with that audience? They blew it. It's only gone down. What else has gone only down? It's trajectory down. Let me give you a hint. He has a crackhead son, and he was the number two in this country under Baby Black Jesus. What else has gone down? Every time he opens his mouth, he goes out in public. Joe Biden? Yeah, Joe Biden. The Democrats can't get anybody to pay attention to him. The only way the Democrats can win in this election is to cheat beyond an order of magnitude that would be unheralded in American history. The network averaged 8.3 million views during the three-hour telecast. That marked quite a dip from the previous two-part debates in July, where viewership peaked at 10.7 million people. CNN's debate also saw about 50% drop from the first debate hosted by NBC back in June, which received 15.3 million viewers. Folks, Donald Trump could fart on YouTube and get 15.3 million viewers. You follow what I'm telling you? Donald Trump got 20,000 people to show up in Minnesota, a state that went to Hillary Clinton in 2016. 80,000 tickets requested. I estimated at least that many people would have wanted to go, but said, I'm not fighting that traffic. I'm not doing it. I'd love to go, but I'm not willing to do it. In a state that he lost by a smidgen of votes. Same thing's true of New Mexico. Standing room only rally there. He's going to go into every one of these battleground states, and he's going to be bolstered with projects of common sense things that are nonpartisan that are going to get people to wake up. And he's going to handily win the next election, and he's going to handily win the House of Representatives back and take that gavel out of Nancy Pelosi's, whatever, silicon-enhanced, Botox-enhanced hand, and cold hand for sure. The fourth debate featured 12 candidates on one stage. They listed them all. And I already gave the results in the previous hour. Tulsi Gabbard, 39% of the people say she won. Now, CNN got criticized because there was not a single topic brought up about China. Big headlines. Nobody asked a single question. Do you think they would have asked Donald Trump what he would do in China right now? Anyway, got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you guys are with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There was a Paris attack a while back, and we didn't talk about it. And I want to cover it a little bit just because of what I believe. Look, it's old news, but I think it's relevant. Gun control, pro-Islam nutsacks need to explain this incident to us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Now, this happened a while back, but I didn't get to cover it, and I think that it's relevant in the sense that in Paris, where guns are illegal, but jihadists wield knives like Mexican kids offer chiclets, an attacker killed 4 police officers. I feel like I'm watching an episode of what's that show? Forged in Fire. It will kill. The 3 policemen and a female police office administrative worker were killed by a fellow member of staff, who was later, here it comes, shot dead. And I read this report on CNN. And I like how CNN put the last part. They said, killed by a fellow, by a fellow member of staff. And the symbolism of the location hasn't gone unnoticed by this black man, as the police station is located near Notre Dame Cathedral. I'll get it out.
on the Ile de la Cité in central Paris. Now, I'm going to leave you to figure out the big whodunit, right? Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Let's figure out exactly who would be responsible for such a heinous act. Inspector Clouseau, who do you suspect it was? Well, the French Interior Minister, Christophe Castaner, provides a few clues. Castaner said that the assailant was a 45-year-old man who had been an employee at the police station since 2003. There is no indication of a motive yet. I'm going to contemplate this for a bit. Should we do the Jeopardy music now? You know the rest, right? No motive. Well, that certainly says a lot, because I'm guessing this man was nicely tanned, perhaps wore a beard, and prayed six times a day facing in the direction of Mecca. Yeah, I'm just speculating. And what of this man's longevity at the police station? He worked there since 2003, they wrote, and I questioned, he worked there? Maybe we should think more like he was embedded there since 2003. Waiting on, I don't know, maybe you could help me here, the proper time to enact his jihad? They said, well, the motive was unclear. Well, let's offer up a few motives if you're interested, because Kevin Jackson, the host of the program, the guy who you're listening to, would certainly like to offer up a few motives myself. Like, for example, the proper time to strike. When does one strike when inflicting terror? Why can't the media and the Frenchies just report things as they are? For example, that Notre Dame, you know, they're investigating that. But suddenly, we haven't heard anything about this iconic church that has withstood wars and invading hordes of all kinds of crazy people. And suddenly, it gets burned to almost to the ground. And all people can talk about it. We've raised enough money to do the repairs, or did you raise enough money to repair history? I mean, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to replace all of the brick and the mortar and whatever else that went into building that? You think that's replaceable? This is a terror attack, folks. They didn't even talk about it anymore. This happened, what, 2-3 weeks ago? Nobody wants to talk about it. And the terror attacker was likely a Muslim who killed 4 police officers by being brought down by, wait for it, a gun. Now, I'm not one to gloat, but this attack has all the info that we Bible-thumping, pro-Second Amendment Americans need to thumb our noses at these whack job leftists. Leftists don't have the guts to admit to all the subtle details in this brutal attack. They don't. 4 innocent people are dead at the hands of a person they were conditioned to trust. And this man didn't use a weapon of war to do his dirty work, but instead used a weapon of death that kills more people in a year than the maniacs who use AR-15s kill in a decade. 4 people had their lives cut short, their libraries burned down. Anybody think the left is going to dig deeper into this story? Will they profile the families of the 4 people who were killed, or tell us the dreams of the fallen? I'm guessing these people were probably Christians. There exist those on the left who wish this attacker had been a white man who used an assault weapon to kill 4 innocent people. Had this been the case, you know the rancor those gun-controlled, anti-white, male clowns would be saying about the attacker. Crazy white man, Christian, goes berserk with his AK-47. But because a killer almost definitely wasn't a white male, this story will be considered no big deal by the gun-owning Alyssa Milano or the others of her ilk. Nor will the eventual revelation of the man's affiliation by his religion matter. Why? No Confederate flag to bemoan, right? No Christian conservative whack job to blame. I pray for the families of these four police officers who died. People willing to die in the line of duty who never believed they would die at the hands of one they believed to be one of their own. I say to France, wake up. There's much more to learn from this so-called man, the man that took a knife and killed four innocent people. There's a lot to be learned by not calling this what it is, making us understand that when you are around Muslims, you have to be on guard. Oh, I know. Yeah, Kevin, sounds so racist, it sounds whatever-ist you want it to be. But the is that it is realist. It's a real understanding that these people exist, and you've been conditioned to ignore them. You've been conditioned to overlook them. You've been conditioned to be PC, politically correct, and not say anything about it. And this story didn't give you enough detail, and that should be the very first thing that makes you go, wait a minute, I cry foul on this. Anyway, I don't want to belabor it anymore. You get the point. But this is how the left works. They've glossed over the death of four people. They don't tell you who's really in charge of this situation, who evolved from it. They just want you to kind of brush it away. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about this impeachment that will not occur.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Last week, President Trump announced that he would host next year's G7 summit at his Doral Resort in Miami. Now, this drew criticism from both sides of the political aisle. So over the weekend, the president announced that he would no longer host the G7 summit at Doral. The president on Monday explains why he wanted to host the G7.
I own a property in Florida.
I was going to do it at no cost or give it free if I got a ruling, because there's a question as to whether or not you're allowed to give it, because it's like a contribution to a country. I'd have to get a ruling. But I would have given it for nothing. It's a lot of money I would have given away. Like I give away my salary.
A last-minute settlement has been reached by four drug manufacturers to avoid going to trial over the opioid crisis. The trial was set to begin on Monday as Ohio's Cuyahoga and Summit counties were seeking $8 billion for treatment programs and health care expenses. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't believe that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. Just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
I mean, I would not say no to the sitting president of the United States.
Really?
Absolutely not. Would you?
Yeah. For me to have someone on the show, I have to at least admire them in some way. Mm-hmm. And I can't have someone that I feel is not only dangerous for the country and for me personally as a gay woman, but as to the world. He's dividing all of us, and I think I don't want to I don't want him on the show. Mm-hmm.
They call that clip Ellen v. Ellen. It's funny to watch leftists just screw themselves over. It really is. Wow. You know, they, such a duplicitous group. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Rudy Giuliani says he's not complying with a congressional subpoena in this impeachment inquiry, called it illegitimate, unconstitutional, and baseless. That's been a talking point of the Republicans, and it is 100% right. Three House Democrats, including Schiff, ordered that the New York former mayor, I should say, surrender documents related to his interactions with the Ukrainian government. He's like, I don't have to do anything. The president's attorney, he's doing work on behalf of the president, and he doesn't have to do anything. And the letter, they said, repeats Giuliani's description of the inquiry, adding the subpoena is overbroad, unduly burdenous, and seeks documents beyond the scope of a legitimate inquiry. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I want you to understand that the president of the United States is essentially giving the finger to Schiff. And it's funny to have people tell, Kevin, this thing's being done behind closed doors. And there, there was a tweet that came out by either Jordan or somebody that says they're interviewing two witnesses a day behind closed doors, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to save you guys a lot of angst. I've talked to many people. Pelosi has already said it, in case you haven't heard it. There will be no impeachment of Donald Trump. Period. They want to see how far they can get. This is a stall tactic in order to see if they can get any kind of traction until Barr and Durham drop the bomb over them. And that's what's going to happen. It's fun to watch, though. Schiff says, we don't have any right to observe his kangaroo court. No right. So guess what? When it comes back, and okay, we're going to, as I said, no matter what Schiff does behind closed doors, Nancy Pelosi, his boss, is going to tell him no. She's going to say, it ain't going anywhere. But Giuliani rejected him. Then Vice President Pence rejected a request for House Democrats for documents pertaining to Ukraine. Matthew Morgan, counsel to the VP, wrote a letter to the chairman of the House Oversight and Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committee that the request lacks standing due to the absence of a formal vote to launch impeachment proceedings. He argued that the impeachment inquiry has been designed and implemented in a manner that calls into question your commitment to fundamental fairness and process rights. And he's exactly right. I want you to understand something. These are the people that said the moment Donald Trump got elected, they were going to impeach him. Now, back to Pence. Pence, like Giuliani, is saying everything you want falls under executive privilege. But to me, that sounds like they're running and hiding. I would just say, I'm not sending it because you don't have the standing to do it. And if you want it, you go ahead and request it. You do the formal stuff, and then we're going to go and fight this out in the Supreme Court. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I'll tell you this. I love that we have a fighter. I love that Donald Trump is saying, screw you. Now, I was talking with Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics, and I was talking about the polling and all this stuff, and we were talking about the vote of the idea that Joe Biden would be leading President Trump in a head-to-head battle. And Tom says, no, Kevin, there are legitimate polls for that. And he believes that Biden is indeed leading Trump in certain states or whatever. And I said, Tom, I call BS on what you're saying. I said, are these the same polls that had Hillary Clinton winning? And he looked away. And I said, there's no reason to look away. Are these the polls? Because what I'm telling you is these polls are wrong. What bugs me most about this is that people like Tom, and he's a great guy, by the way, but people like him want to believe that these polls have some form of legitimacy. And I'm saying, man, look, you got to get out of D.C. You got to get out. He lives in Chicago, but you got to get out of the beltway and that mentality and start talking to people on the ground. And I started explaining it, and we were with another guy. His name is Clint. And Clint's cracking up because Clint goes, Kevin just flatly tells, you know, a guy who does nothing but poll. I mean, he does a lot of polling, that you're full of crap. And I didn't say it that way. I said it in a nice way. But Clint's cracking. He's telling a story to other people. We were all golfing together. And he's like, Kevin's just saying, this is crap. There's nothing scientific. And Tom admitted. He goes, Kevin, I'm going to be honest. I don't have anything scientific. He goes, we have like what people believe, but it isn't like we took a poll of, you know, it was evenly distributed between Democrats and Republicans and yada yada. All the, it's like you've got your finger on the pulse and you think you know. And I go, well, in my defense, same thing. I'm not giving you anything scientific, but I'm telling you, mine is not scientific. I'm telling you. I said, what I'm telling you is when you go out on the street, when you're talking to Uber drivers, when you're talking to restaurateurs, when you're talking to busboys and waitresses and cab drivers and janitors and whatever else, and people that you're just meeting at the airport and you're striking up conversations, you get a better indicator of what's going on in the world. I was talking to a guy. He was my Uber driver in D.C. He told me flat out that he didn't understand Democrats, African guy. From Nigeria, says, I don't get the Democrats. And he point blank, he said to me, y'all think I'm lying, but I'm telling you the honest to God truth. He says, I'm going to vote for Trump like that. And I went, really? I said, well, just so we're clear, so am I. And he what was funny about it, he didn't know my politics, except I was explaining the situation that I ran into in Africa. And we were talking about the politics of Africa versus the United States. And he effectively decided, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm voting for Trump. And I went, well, let's be clear. We both are. And then he really wanted to open up then and you know, have things explained to him. But he used the word. And it wasn't tribalism. What did he say? He said that blacks in Africa had, I can't remember the term, but it was they suffer from, he said when blacks come from Africa to the United States, they have this thing that, and it was like a, how they, the poverty was so burned into them that they see nothing but opportunity in America. And he used a term that I should have jotted down. I thought I'd never forget it because it was an amazing term. And I said, I love that term. And he went on to explain the chasm between blacks and Africans. I'm talking about American blacks and Africans who come over here, who come to be Americans. It was really eye-opening. Let me go back to impeachment. What I'm getting at is having this discussion with Tom and others and having these interesting discussions with the various people that I meet in different states, completely unofficial. You know, nothing I could tell you would be like, oh, are we taking an official survey? But we did do one official survey with blacks on cell phones. And that we sent out messages to their cell phones legally about criminal justice reform. And it was sent to Democrats and independents. And these people came back and many of them said they are voting for Donald Trump. They support Donald Trump. Tom was very interested in that survey. That's what I meant to kind of say. It was a survey. I wouldn't call it a poll. It's a survey. He was very interested. The responses were shocking. And all I'm telling you is, no matter what the Democrats tell you about impeachment, no matter what they tell you about the procedure they're going to use to try to get to President Trump, it doesn't matter. Donald Trump is positioned to win the United States, the presidency of the United States again for a second term. It, like Reagan was against Mondale. He's positioning to win the House. And Democrat, one of my buddies, he's like, Kevin, you don't think that the Democrats can shift gears and do this there? I said, let me explain something to you. The Democrats are done. They are done. There is nothing they can do. We're going to win this election handily. Doesn't mean you're going to rest on your laurels because I don't want you to. But don't worry. And I'm looking at all these things that are happening, and I'm giving everybody all the signs by telling you, Nancy Pelosi will not impeach the president because it is a kiss of death. And I don't know if people believe me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did you guys see the story about the NFL player who was fined because he had a headband that said Man of God across it? I saw that. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to KJRadio.com. Man of God. Kaepernick can wear pig socks that mock the police, kneel during the national anthem, but, hey, telling somebody that you are a man of God is going to get you in trouble with the NFL. 844-551-8255. There's an attack on you as conservatives, folks. There's an attack on you as Christians. There's an attack on you on any religion unless you are a Muslim. There's an attack on you. And this is a perfect example. Now, the NFL came back later and said, you know what, we shouldn't have done that. And he fought it, and they gave him back his money. Then he gave the money to a charity. So I'm happy this man did this. But I want you to understand, Tim Tebow is ridiculed by the left. When he kneels in prayer, you know, back when he was in football, they drove this man out of football. But if Tim Tebow had taken a knee on behalf of blacks getting themselves killed by cops, Tim Tebow would still be playing in the NFL. The left hate Tim Tebow. They hate that he is such a pious individual, that he wears his religion on his sleeve. And I'm so glad to see Tim Tebow. He is an amazing commentator, by the way. I saw him on a sports channel recently. I thought, wow, that guy's, he's really good. He's energetic. And he does a show, I don't know, forget the name of it. I don't know if it's still on. But I wish for his success. I pray for his success. We need people like him out there showing that no matter what these lefties do, it's not going to get to you. God has a plan for him, and I hope that he's allowed to make that happen. But man of God, unbelievable. Here's another story, kind of interesting. Planned Parenthood closed two locations. You aware of that? Cory Booker made this announcement in a debate, and he was like, Planned Parenthood is having to close locations, and this is an awful thing. And I was like, no, it isn't. Corey, that's great news. You want to talk about God's work? He's closing down these centers of genocide, of black genocide. Corey Booker saw, this is awful. So glad that we're winning. You know, I always want to report the little wins to you. Man of God, a guy, a football player that's not protesting cops, but is instead proclaiming God. And what do the left do? They want to fine him. You and I speak of this God of yours. They just call me Ramses. You will not free your people. They will remain slaves of Egypt until the end of all time. Wasn't a very good, whatever the guy's name. You remember the bald-headed actor that played Ramses in the Ten Commandments?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Cory Booker decides it's horrible news that there's going to be two locations where black babies will not be killed and their body parts sold. There was another story about Planned Parenthood, about them talking about the ways in which they could effectively kill the babies and make more money. You know, like one technique was costing too much or whatever. They're disgusting, slimy creatures, man. How can you just be so willy-nilly over the death of babies? And I love when they have these discussions about, you know, well, you know, you can, you know, the heartbeat is, you don't even hear the heartbeat, they'll say, like, in the first month. Or, I'm thinking, man, that you couldn't hear yours either. What part of your body was doing well, was different? What made you human in the first 2-3 months of your development? We all go through the same development. We don't even argue with these clowns the right way. But that's not what I want to talk about. We got tons to talk about. I want to segue real quickly into another crazy story. Cuba Gooding Jr. has been charged with groping. Yeah, and they were, his attorney was comparing these charges to complaints that were given to Joe Biden for getting too handsy with female politicians. And here's what he said. This indictment constitutes a distorted overreaction, pandering to the current hypersensitive climate where innocent commonplace gestures are now misperceived and mischaracterized as offensive, as exemplified by the incredible condemnation of former Vice President Joe Biden, who innocently touched the woman's shoulders. That's what Cuba's defense lawyer, Mark J. Heller, said in Manhattan Supreme Court. See, he wouldn't go after the Trump defense or, you know, something like that. He invokes Joe Biden, hoping that people will sympathize with creepy Joe. You know, Uncle Joe, the little handsy uncle. I think it's a miscalculation, but here's what I will tell you. The indictment likely does constitute a distorted overreaction, pandering to the current hypersensitive climate where innocent commonplace gestures are now misperceived and mischaracterized as offensive. Because now, if you dare glance in the direction of a woman as a man, then you, my friend, are exhibiting toxic masculinity and should be beaten. And here's what's more interesting about it, is women are the ones who will, you know, it was intimidating when he glanced over. When he raised his hand and he was like, taxi! man, the women's movement is killing itself. Oh, man. They said Heller gave an eye-raising defense of the Oscar-winning actor after he was arraigned on 4 misdemeanor counts, get this, of sex abuse and forcible touching. When you remember that I called the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks, I want you to understand Cuba Gooding Jr. is being looked at for sex abuse and forcible touching. He is accused, let me finish, he's accused of squeezing a woman's breast, who knows, maybe he just bumped into it at a hotel, and pinching another woman's butt at a Lower Manhattan nightclub. Now, they don't give you any context. They don't tell you whether these chicks were like, hey, Cuba, and sticking their breast in his face or sticking their butt up, you know, where they give you no context. They say, oh, he pinched the woman's breast. Let me ask you this. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you are a dude over the age of 50 years old and you haven't squeezed a woman's breast or pinched her butt, then you, my friend, should be a cardinal or maybe even pope. Because most people I know, and I'm not talking about you just walk up and go, wah, wah. I'm talking about women that you're talking to that have interest in you that, like, put your hand up and go, they make it sound so devious. Like, who? I want you to understand, folks, this is a Hollywood actor that is during a time when he's got a pretty doggone good career, and they want you to believe that. And I'm not telling you that Cuba Gooding Jr. didn't walk up and grab somebody's breast, but what I'm telling you is the likelihood of the woman wanting her breast grabbed by Cuba Gooding Jr. is better than the average dude. Better. And now the list is up to 14 women. 14 women are now saying Cuba Gooding Jr. did this. Do you think maybe Gloria Allred or maybe Avenatti is out there looking for plaintiffs? Wow. And for those who say that they were traumatized by these actions, I ask, how traumatized are women when they're groped? I'm really asking this as a serious question. Remember the days when women just slap the living crap out of you for getting out of order? Now they wait 30 years until somebody becomes, you know, a star or whatever and say it. Now, in the defense of these supposed people that Cuba did, you know, grab the butt and the breast of, if he did it, here's what I would say to you. Should it be a lawsuit? Could it be, Cuba, look, you grab my breast. I'm mad at you for it, and you're going to give me $10,000 just because we... fine, I don't... Cuba, you pinched my booty, and I didn't like it, and you know, we need to do something about this. If he's got... If he's a breast squeezer and a booty pincher, then we need to stop him, okay? Because he could escalate, and who knows, start rubbing people on the shoulders and smelling their hair. You know, maybe he'll do that. Or he could escalate and start doing something with the casting couch. You know, maybe that. So, yes, we got to stop him before he goes too far. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to need a little bit more evidence. I'm going to need a little bit more context. I'm not saying I don't believe it. Do I believe that a man will pinch a woman's hold her, grope her breast or pinch her butt? Absolutely, I believe that. Believe it wholeheartedly. I believe there are women who will come up and grab a dude by the crotch. Or grab him by the butt. Pinch him by the butt. Give him a kiss on the cheek. Give him a kiss on the mouth. I believe those women exist. And I'll tell you something else. I've had, quote unquote, unwarranted and unwanted situations where a woman has slapped my butt, pinched my butt, or kissed me on the lips. I wasn't even looking, like, boop, kiss me. And you know what I'm not doing? I'm not going to go file charges on him and say, you owe me a bunch of money and you created trauma for me. And it isn't because I'm a man. It's because I'm just a good human being.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.